Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Thursday, October 17th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Google's event has a theme you care about. Net neutrality in Washington State. Twitter's policy inconsistencies continue. And two more pieces of cybersecurity data. This is the Business of Tech. Google held their Made by Google event this week and announced a bunch of new hardware. The product list includes the Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL, new Pixel Buds, Stadia, Nest Wi-Fi, Nest Mini, and Pixelbook Go. There is tons of coverage around the internet, and none of the hardware will be covered here, as you can find all those details elsewhere. So why even bring it up? The term ambient computing was the buzzword of the day on Tuesday. This actually explains the entire theme of Google's approach. The idea is to bring Google services together to be accessible wherever the user is. The hardware business is focused on ensuring they deliver the right experience and put it into the right places. In a conversation with CNBC, Google's head of hardware, Rick Osterloh, said, "Our vision for ambient computing is to create a single, consistent experience at home, at work, or on the go, wherever you need it. Your devices and services work together, and it's fluid, so it disappears into the background. And that's why we care. The strategy becomes clear in their services play, as well as the new focus, ambient computing. This is a pretty coherent strategy from Google, and while yet another buzzword, the core idea is very solid." Following up to coverage of net neutrality, Washington State cleared a new hurdle in its attempts to enforce its own laws when a federal appeals court vacated the FCC's decision to preempt all state net neutrality laws. The state of Washington imposed its own net neutrality law back in June of 2018, which is still in effect today. The law prohibits home and mobile internet providers from blocking or throttling lawful internet traffic and blocks charging online services for prioritization. Three other states, California, Oregon, and Vermont, have adopted statutes to regulate broadband providers' network management practices, but California and Vermont are not enforcing them. Oregon's law is less strict than Washington's, forbidding state agencies from purchasing broadband services from ISPs that violate net neutrality principles. Governors in several other states have issued executive orders that are similar in intention. This is a big public policy area that's been ceded by the federal government. The U.S. approach appears to be a patchwork of laws at the state level, similar to what's happening with privacy laws. This inconsistency is the key reason we care. Is it an opportunity or a threat? More social media news. Twitter has posted a blog that clarifies their position on world leaders posting on Twitter. The blog post attempts to clarify the confusion that some tweets by world leaders appear to be in violations of Twitter's policies, yet has not resulted in account suspension. The blog states that the accounts of world leaders are not above their policies, and goes on to list a number of scenarios that will result in an enforcement action, including promotion of terrorism, clear and direct threats of violence, posting private information, and child sex exploitation and promoting self-harm. Much of the controversy stems from an announcement this summer that Twitter would label tweets from world leaders that violate site policies rather than their normal actions of removal or suspension. Twitter stock has seen a resurgence since the 2016 presidential election. Why do we care? This national and international discussion is important because smaller or more recently established companies are likely not to be able to enjoy the legacy cover that the larger technology firms are enjoying. Companies have a choice in thinking about their data, bottom up, starting the focus on protecting, or top down in how to use it in the business both effectively and ethically. Disaster recovery is bottom up. Digital ethics and privacy is top down. There's room out there for solution providers that think differently. And speaking of high-value services for customers, a pair of pieces of cybersecurity data. Keeper has released some new data stating that more than 1 in 3 SMB organizations are engaging with managed security services providers to support their organization's security functions. At Continuum Navigate in Las Vegas this week, their cybersecurity research finds that 74% of MSPs have suffered a cyber attack in the last year, with 83% reporting that their SMB customers have suffered one as well. So why do we care? There's a disconnect here that's significant. SMBs are desperate for security and the attacks are rampant. Are customers truly being underserved, or is the security profile so weak? This does feel like a massive opportunity, but also a serious industry reckoning in the making. Links for the research in the show notes. Thanks to SolarWinds for having me today for 3 sessions in the annual Thwack Camp online event. Security, automation, and business growth are the 3 topics, and 1 session even includes a cookie recipe. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa-enabled devices, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Addie.
Hey, did you know there's a little pink pill?
Wait. A what? A little pink pill?
Did you say a little pink pill?
Yes, the little pink pill. You definitely need to know about this.
Are you for real? Just to be clear, you're telling me there's a little pink pill for me?
That's right. The little pink pill. And it's called Addy. ADDYI. Or flibanserin. Learn more about the little pink pill at ADDYI.com. See full prescribing information and medication guide, including boxed warning regarding severe low blood pressure and fainting in certain settings at Addy.com/PI. Or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Good news, ladies. There's more. Addy, the FDA-approved little pink pill, is also affordable and can be shipped directly to your front door. That's right. With insurance coverage, Addy is only $20 per month and $0 after month 3. If your insurance doesn't cover Addy, there is still a discount program to get you the best possible price and get free shipping right to your door. So now's the time to ask your doctor about Addy. Learn more at Addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.